Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en español, oprima 2. For all other languages, press 3. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please. If you need to send application information to us, you can fax. Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Cecilia, and may I ask who I'm speaking with today?
Yes, hi. This is Shira. I'm calling you from Family First Care, LLC. I'm calling you in regards, I have on the line with me a participant, a mutual participant. We're calling to look at the status of the case. The participant also speaks Spanish, so we have an interpreter on the line as well.
Okay, and unfortunately, I would actually need our interpreter.
Okay, that's fine. Interpreter, thank you so much for your help.
Thank you for using our services. Remember, my name is Xavier, ID 49438. Have a nice day.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
All right, and I do apologize for that. But if you'll bear with me one moment, I'll get one of our interpreters on the line.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Please hold. Okay, Ms. Shearer, I do appreciate your patience. I'm still waiting for someone to come on the line. May I place you on another hold while I wait for someone?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Okay, Ms. Shearer, I do appreciate your patience, and I am having a hard time getting in touch with them. So what I can do is transfer you over to our Spanish queue, if you would like to do that instead of holding.
That's fine. Do you think, though, there can be kind of a message that they can translate right while they go along for the patient so I can better assist them and know what's going on?
They may be able to. They should be able to. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Okay. I mean, I can, you know, go back to see if I can get an interpreter if you would like. I just didn't want you to just be holding or, you know, the applicant.
Right.
But it's up to you.
Something. Carmen, is it okay if we wait Momenta 1 minute? Carmen?
Yes?
Is it okay if we wait?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll wait.
It will.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much for your patience. I'm going to place you back on another hold while we wait. Okay, thank you. Okay, Ms. Shearer, I do have a Spanish interpreter on the line, mm-hmm. and she's going to introduce herself. Thank you for holding.
Buenas tardes. Yo seré su intérprete de inglés en esta llamada, y todo lo que diga sea confidencial. Por favor, hable en frases cortas para que yo pueda interpretarlo todo. Muchas gracias.
Okay.
All right, and thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Cecilia. May I ask who I'm speaking with today?
Muchas gracias por llamar al Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. El nombre de ella es Cecilia. ¿Puedo saber con quién estoy hablando hoy?
Con Carmen Ortiz.
Carmen Ortiz.
Okay, thank you. And you are calling to check the status of an existing case?
¿Está llamando para revisar el estado de un caso existente?
Sí.
Yes.
Okay. To protect your privacy, I must verify that I am speaking with the correct individual. I do have to obtain some personal information. Please note we will not speak to anyone about your application without written or verbal permission. May I have your date of birth?
Okay. Para proteger su privacidad, debo verificar alguna información confidencial para verificar que estoy hablando con la persona correcta. No vamos a compartir esta información con nadie, a menos de que usted dé autorización verbal o escrita. ¿Puedo tener su fecha de nacimiento?
Ok. 07-22-57.
07-22-57.
Ok. You said 02?
No, 07, so that's July.
You said 0702.
No. Okay. 07-22.
Yeah. Oh, 22. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, let me see. I'm sure we have. And that was 1947. Okay.
Let me double check with her because it's 57, but I will double check.
Okay, it could just be me. No worries.
Okay.
Getting to the end of the day, I do apologize.
That's okay.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Here we go. No worries. All right, and thank you for that information, Ms. Ortiz. Now, can you please provide me with your address we would have? Or confirm that for me.
Señor Ortiz, ¿puede por favor proveerme su dirección? Para confirmar.
809 West Erie Avenue, Philadelphia, EA 19140.
Okay, thank you so much. All right, and I'm just looking into our state systems right now, if you will bear with me one moment.
Un momento, por favor, estoy mirando en nuestro sistema del estado.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you turned in any paperwork or anything? Are you looking for anything specific?
Today we were just calling.
¿Usted ha enviado algún papeleo o algo? ¿Está buscando por algo en específico?
No. Porque alguien me llamó ahí para decirme que si yo había mandado los papeles. No sé si era del banco, pero yo mandé todo, ya en casa me visitaron, me hicieron por teléfono entrevistas y todo.
She said that she received a call asking if she already sent the documentation of the, she thinks the bank paperwork, but she already sent everything that they asked.
Okay, so she just wants to check to see if we have received that information.
Yes. What's the status of the case? Is anything missing?
Well, right now the status is still in process and being reviewed for the financial portion. We got a completed Fed in December, on December 31st, 2025.
Okay.
And I'm going to check to see. Yes, ma'am?
No, we were trying to see if anything, the county was missing any of that paperwork at all.
Right. Yes, ma'am. I'm looking.
Okay.
We don't have a day here. Okay, let me check. And thank you for your patience. My computers are slow today. All right, so that's completed. Now I'm going to go back in and check to see what we do have or what has been uploaded. Okay. So we have utilities, we have the application, we have bank accounts. Well, those bank accounts were from 2024. All right, what are the documents? Okay, so other than the physician certification, nothing else has been uploaded at this time. Now, we did have, the holiday also. Do you know exactly when that was sent in, Ms. Ortiz?
Señora Ortiz, ¿usted sabe cuándo específicamente o exactamente fueron enviados estos documentos?
Oh, ya hace, yo creo que hace como un mes que yo lo mandé.
It will be a month that she sent them.
Okay. So as far as that, if that were in December, we do have a couple items from December. So we have authorization for release of information. We have your citizenship. Okay, we have your application information. We have your utilities from December.
Sí, ella puede ver que hay una autorización para solicitar información. También tienen su información de ciudadanía y tienen la aplicación y las utilidades de diciembre.
Okay. Is that what you sent, or you're still waiting for something else to be uploaded? So that's what we have so far.
¿Es eso lo que usted envió o está esperando por algo más para ser subido? Porque eso es lo que tenemos hasta el momento.
Sí, eso. Eso es todo. Sí.
Yeah, that's all.
That was all?
Yeah, she said that was all.
Oh, okay. Okay, yes, ma'am. So then that's what we see. And we do have a good physician certification on file for you now as well. So other than that, it's just in review. It's just being reviewed.
Anything else you have to submit?
No, I don't see the only other P, let me see. I don't see anything. There's not a form here with any information stating she's missing anything or they need anything. So you could call the county assistance office. I can provide you with those numbers if you want to see if there's anything specific that they need from you.
Uh-huh. No, it's okay. I thank you so much for that, though. I guess we just have to wait a little bit longer.
Yes, ma'am. And now do you want the county assistance office's number so you can call if you need to?
I mean, you can
call. Or you just would like
to
call us back with
it.
Okay. All right. Okay, Ms. Ortiz, I'm going to provide you with a number for you to call. And this is in the event. If you want to check your status, you can call the statewide county assistance office, okay, if you would like.
Señora Ortiz, señora Ortiz, hay un número que le voy a dar por si usted quiere llamar, en caso de que quiera llamar para verificar el estado. Ese es el del condado, la asistencia de oficina, la oficina de asistencia del condado.
Okay.
Okay, that number is 1-877-395-8930.
El número es 1-877-395-8930.
Eso es del condado.
That's for the county?
Yes, the statewide county. Sometimes you won't be able to get through to the local office.
Sí, eso es en el condado en general, porque algunas veces no puede contactarse con la oficina local.
Okay. Sí, ¿puedo llamar ahí? ¿En cuánto tiempo yo puedo llamar ahí?
How long? Lo que quiero saber es el horario, perdón, que no lo entendí.
Sí, más o menos, o sea, yo puedo llamar semanal, dos semanas, cada dos semanas, de lunes a viernes, la hora.
She would like to know the working time for that number, and she can call to know when she can call.
I would give them a call between 9 and 5, 9 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. I don't know exactly when they close or open, but that might be a good time, between 9 and 5.
Puede llamar de 9 a 5, más o menos, dentro de ese horario. Ella no tiene el horario exacto, pero más o menos dentro de ese horario puede llamar, que son horarios de oficina.
De 9 de la mañana a 5 de la tarde.
Sí, señora, de 9 de la mañana a 5 de la tarde.
Okay, está muy bien.
Now I'm going to provide you with your case number as well, and that number is 525.
El número de su caso también, ella se lo va a dar para que lo tenga. Y el número okay. es 841.
Ajá.
525.
535.
No,
525. Perdón. 525. Sí, señora. Okay. Yes. And they may yes. also call it your Harmony ID number, but it's the same as your case number.
Ellos también pueden llamarlo como número de armonía o Harmony ID, pero es el mismo número del caso.
Okay.
You have any questions for me? Or do you need
¿Tiene
me
alguna
to do
pregunta?
No. So,
Carmen, okay, okay, tengo una. Okay, luego que yo llame a ese número, eso es simplemente para que ellos me den seguimiento de cómo va el caso.
She's asking like after she called that number, that would be like to make a follow-up of the case?
Yes, ma'am. You can call them to see if there's anything specific that they need from her. But we have what she asked for in the system right now.
Sí, señora, exactamente.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Exactamente, usted llama ese número para que le den información si necesitan algo, pero ya ellos tienen todo en el sistema en el momento.
Okay, pues, está muy bien, gracias.
You're welcome. And do you have any further questions for me?
¿Tiene alguna otra pregunta para ella?
No.
Okay. And I do thank you for calling. Yes, ma'am.
Sorry, okay. Now I'm just reconfirming. She has no more outstanding paperwork that she needs to submit, correct?
On this end, I do not see anything. No, ma'am.
So now she's just waiting to hear from the county.
Correct.
Okay.
And again, if there's anything specific that she may want to ask about, then I would give them a call for that reason.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. All righty. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome, and thank you all for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker, and have a wonderful day. And interpreter, thank you as well.
Thank you so much. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Right,
bye-bye. Bye-bye. Have a wonderful
okay.
day. Bye,
gracias,
everyone.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
De nada.
Okay. Bye-bye.